Think of yourself as work in progress. Earlier in my career, I read books, The Greatest Salesman in the World, Be Number One by Joe Girard. I bought tapes to try to learn something every day. I tried not to be too proud of myself and figured that I could learn something every day. I noticed that by joining organizations to improve on weaknesses actually got me around the right kind of people as well, because most self-improvement junkies flock together and are generally successful type people. I joined Toastmasters in 1999 to improve or eliminate my fear of public speaking, and I discovered that most of the people in this organization were high-level performers and at some point in time had that same fear and they overcame it. I also discovered that, it was the easiest way to get access to some really high-level people. One of our members was a president of a development company that developed 72 homes in the East Brandon, Valrico area. And while I was selling office furniture, I was able to outfit his corporate headquarters because I went to Toastmasters with him. We became friends and he understood me as a person first, and we built a relationship, and he gave me an opportunity to provide furniture for his corporate headquarters. And actually I stayed doing business with him for 5 years after, until I left the furniture industry. He was a customer of mine. I met a mentor in Toastmasters who opened up 110 coffee companies. His name's Stuart. He's opened up 110 coffee companies in his lifetime. And again, he's been an inspiration and also a wealth of information for me, for support for marketing my business, and also, appreciating what I do day to day. He used to cold call ethnic neighborhoods in Toronto, Canada, when he started out in the 50s, and I guess I remind him a little bit of himself when he was younger, how he used to door knock, and I always enjoy sharing my stories with him on a regular basis, because there's not too many people that appreciate what salespeople do. If you can find somebody who actually does cold call and knows what it's about, it's fun telling stories with them. I also, I believe that, a good fitness level helps you mentally and also physically. You won't miss too many days if you attend some sort of fitness program. I joined the local YMCA just to keep myself, physically fit. And also it helps me emotionally. If I'm stressed out, I can burn off some anxiety by going to the gym and walking the treadmill or moving some weights around. And it's also a social environment where, I've met people at the YMCA that I've actually collaborated with and done business with just by, again, doing something that is outside of business, but you both have a common interest and you connect. So they get to know you as a person, you get to know them as a person, and it works out. The other thing I discovered that helped me is joining a mastermind group. I've formed mastermind groups in the past and also have paid to be members of a mastermind group. And the dynamic to mastermind groups is that you're getting people that really care about, support you for your goal setting and support you, keep you accountable to your goals on a monthly basis. And they're rooting for you to succeed. So I probably wouldn't have opened up my real estate company without a mastermind group. They kind of forced me into being brave enough to walk away from the spreadsheet that I was bantering around for months and saying, Joe, what's the worst thing that's going to happen to you if you do this? And they broke through some of the levels of fear barriers that I was putting up against myself to just leap into opening my own business. And also I've enjoyed sharing stories with my mastermind group over the years and supporting their goals and interests. And it's just a good dynamic. You get if you get the brain power of more than three people working on a project, you see ideas or create possibilities that you wouldn't see evident by yourself. So if you haven't been exposed to any kind of mastermind group, you may want to consider looking for a mastermind group and becoming part of it. It's very powerful. The other thing I would recommend you do is to join some sort of ongoing sales training program. I discovered sales training. It was provided by our company when I sold furniture. They invited in my sales coach who works for Sandler Sales Institute, which is an excellent course. I've been going to this since 1997, and they teach you technique, and they also teach you behavior, sales behavior skills that you may not have considered or even thought of applying to your business. And they also share the truth with you. They put the accountability to your program in the forefront and make sure that you're working on your paid time of, making calls and qualifying or disqualifying bad prospects. So, those three things are paramount. You really should try to work on whatever weakness you have to prepare and learn how to handle them. Public speaking is one of them. Obviously, staying in shape and maintaining a good mental frame of mind is a second, and goal setting would be a third. And doing the right things every day is a fourth. Doing the right things comes with getting coaching and collaborating with people that are successful and are as committed to their business model as you are. And the last thing I do is I try to have lunch with a mentor at least once a month. I go with my friend Bill just to let him know how I'm doing, and he owns a 45 employee company in Tampa. He's dabbled in real estate. He's opened three companies other than the one he has in Tampa, and just sitting down with him and telling him how I'm doing and asking his advice on how he would handle things has helped me shortcut some of the growth paths that I've been on to set up my business model and be successful. And last thing I could tell you is that being around mentors and other successful salespeople will improve your skill set. You basically become who you hang around with, and you improve to the speed of the pack. So whoever you associate with, you're going to turn or develop into that type of person. It's just human nature that you're going to learn things, and you're going to basically apply things that you've been exposed to. And the more things you're exposed to, the better technique you're going to have, the more self-confidence you're going to have, and the less fear you'll endure, because you're going to be prepared before you enter certain situations that you may not have experienced before. So, please think of yourself as work in progress, and hopefully this tape, the takeaway on the CD, will inspire you to look in some of into some of these avenues to self-improve yourself. So, have a great day selling. Take care.